How does Obamacare affect you if it's killed by the U.S. Supreme Court or if it stands? And Ty J. Young, the president of Ty J. Young Incorporated, which is a leading wealth management company, joins us right now on AM Tampa Bay. And Mr. Young, thank you for joining us. And how does that impact the average person? How will Obamacare, with it or without it?
Well, thanks for having me here today. If the Supreme Court were to decide to uphold Obamacare, I think that's a very negative thing for the overall economy going forward, because as they implement Obamacare, we got some of the goodies up front. We got the 25 or 26 year olds can stay on their mom's insurance, some different health care advantages. But what happens if it's held up in 2014? An additional capital gains tax is added to every American when you sell a home. 3.8% comes out. So if you sell a $300,000 house, an additional $10,000 tax is levied, and really that's just the beginning. So it becomes more and more of a drag on the economy, and ultimately on the overall stock market, on our IRAs and our 401ks. Now, on the other hand, if it was struck down in its entirety, I think we'll see some short-term euphoria in the overall markets. I think we'll see the market start to run here a little bit, because employers will realize that they'll understand their costs. They'll know what it costs them to actually hire people. I mean, once you understand your cost and as a business owner, you'll start to hire, your companies will start to hire, and I think the economy will run as a result of that. But I don't think we'll see a long-term run, because we still have the underlying issues in the economy, to include the housing market, price inflation due to the printing of money, gas prices, the European debt crisis, and so on.
Go ahead. I was just going to say, but there's still an underlying problem, and that is skyrocketing costs of health care. And if this thing is knocked down, they're still going to have to come up with some way to try to get health care costs under control, because these costs are getting beyond the ability of the average person to pay anymore, aren't they?
There's no doubt about it, and I think Congress said it best when they said repeal and replace. There does need to be some changes there. There certainly the healthcare system needs to be improved. We just went 180 degrees the wrong direction with making it a socialized medicine, which is essentially what they have in Europe, and that model has failed over and over again in Europe. So we definitely need some reform, but we just went the wrong direction.
Ty, I see your commercials, and you always say that when the market went down, none of your customers lost money. When it goes up, everybody makes money. Tell me now, for free, since we got you on the air, what should I do with some money if I have some money to invest right now?
Well, when people come to me right now, they say, Ty, in 2008, I lost half my money. That's what folks that were not clients of mine say. I want a reasonable rate of return. So essentially what we do here is we use products and investments where our client's principal is protected against losses. That's the number one goal. And then in a position to participate in stock market gains, you don't get all the gains of the market, but you get none of the losses. And it's a whole lot easier to make money if you don't lose money when the market goes down. Literally that simple.
What kind of instruments are you talking about?
There's two ways to do what I just described. The first one's called a market-linked CD with FDIC insurance, insuring your principal. You participate in stock market gains. The gains lock in once a year. The second way is something called a guaranteed insurance contract that, again, you have an insurance policy guaranteeing your principal against losses. You participate in stock market gains. Again, you don't get all the gains of the market, but you get none of the losses. You do get compound interest, and the very best accounts don't have any fees. The catch to get that is you commit your money to a time frame. Best accounts right now in the 5 to 10 year range.
Ty, going back to the Obamacare, if you read the tea leaves and you're a gambler and you look at what's being said and the questions being asked by the justices, and you say, I think this thing is going to be stricken down, would this be a good time to dump a lot of money into some healthcare stocks?
It's very, very difficult to say, because when you repeal it, you got to replace it with something. The healthcare system does need reform. And if you're a speculator, there are certainly medical device companies and healthcare provider companies that you may do very, very well in. But it's very difficult to say what they would be. If it's held up, on the other hand, there, as the government chooses the insurance companies to be in the insurance exchanges, and again, the government's going to pick winners and losers in that particular scenario. If you're in the right insurance company, that could be a huge play.
Ooh, it certainly could. Then you'd be basically don't get involved unless you got a lot of discretionary income that you can deal with.
Yeah, exactly. The smart money here is protecting their principal against losses because we just have a lot of uncertainty. And you got to get a reasonable rate of return, too. But that number one goal in this environment, in my view, is to make sure your downside's covered.
Yeah, don't lose money. Anyway, Ty J., thank you for joining us on AM Tampa Bay.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Ty J. Young with the Ty J. Young Incorporated Wealth Management Company coming up.